Jerusalem. Sasha?
Well, Kim, Egypt presents a real challenge for the United States right now. Washington has been pushing for democracy, but the results of that process presented American diplomacy with a real problem. Hillary Clinton arrived today to meet the man that Egyptians have elected as their president in the first free elections in a very long time. Now, he comes from the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist movement that the United States once vowed it would never even talk to. Now it has to, if it wants to maintain good relations with the largest country in the Middle East. After her meeting with Morsi, Clinton said that Egypt needs to finish the transition toward democracy.
Democracy is hard. We have been at this for more than 236 years, and it requires dialogue and compromise and real politics.
But even on the streets, the United States has big problems here. Among most Egyptians, it's not very popular, especially among those who came out to protest Clinton's visit today. All this despite the fact that the U.S. contributes more than $1.5 billion in aid to Egypt every year, mostly to the military.
Go out of Egypt! Out of Egypt!
Others are concerned that the U.S. is now cozying up to an Islamist movement that could end up limiting basic rights, especially for women. But in reality, the Americans have very little choice. Aside from everything else, Egypt is the linchpin in a delicate peace agreement with Israel that was brokered by the U.S. three decades ago. If Egypt were to pull out, the results could be very unpredictable, perhaps pushing the whole region into turmoil. And that is something that Washington is very eager to avoid. Kim?